issues for women with bladder cancer in terms of how they come to medical attention. They may not be as concerned with a tiny amount of urine, blood in the urine, as a man might be. When they visit their primary care physician, they may be given an antibiotic rather than sent immediately to a urologist, so they'll come a little bit later. The surgical approach, the neighborhood of organs and tissues around the bladder, slightly different in women than in men, so surgical approach is different. And the sheer quantity of experience, perhaps in the clinical research that had been done before, probably oversampled men if there were any other differences. What other kinds of things do you guys think about when you think about approaching women with this disease?
Well, I think the first thing is really just listening. A lot of women, because there is a delay in their diagnosis, will often come to us with very different stories than our men that are diagnosed with bladder cancer. You know, women are used to seeing blood in the bathroom. This is often not, something that's completely shocking to them. And, you know, as Armin said, the pathway to get to that diagnosis is different. When you look across big populations of patients, the time and all these studies are retrospective, which means we go back in time and look at other big institutional databases or national databases, but the folks who have actually looked at this, there is a statistically significant difference in the time that it gets, that a woman takes to get to a urologist, and be that from, their own feeling that maybe it's just a urinary tract infection or the different doctors that they're referred to, versus men. And having to wait 3 to 6 months and then find out you have a bladder cancer diagnosis, it's devastating for people. So it's a very different story than for men, who oftentimes already maybe have a urologist phone number in their pocket or have seen somebody for prostate cancer screening, so they get in earlier. And so those stories are very different. And in part, I think, inspired me to take care of more women with bladder cancer. So that's something that we definitely think about. The other thing we know is that women have statistically higher numbers of antibiotic prescriptions that are given to them for presumed urinary tract infection in the time leading up to diagnosis. And as we're learning more about this whole different, exciting, and really compelling field of immunotherapy, we're also learning about the things that can impact immunotherapy. And one of those things may be antibiotics and this thing called the microbiome, which is these organisms that live within our body and are in homeostasis, with us, and how antibiotics can affect that. So that's a question that we really don't know the answer to. Do those antibiotics leading up to diagnosis, do they affect the disease itself? Do they affect response to therapy? We just don't know.